OPEC ministers met today in Vienna and decided to continue the oil production cuts they announced last fall for another 9 months. In February, 10 other non-OPEC countries, including Russia and Mexico, also joined OPEC nations in reducing production in a bid to raise prices. Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review, joins us now with more. Hi, Kurt.
Hey, Jeremy.
And why did they decide to extend these production cuts?
Well, the two countries that led this negotiation were Saudi Arabia and Russia. Saudi Arabia is actually taking its state-owned oil company and making it private. It's going to do an IPO. Mm. Russia has an election coming up. Those are two countries that want to see stable oil prices. And essentially, they just wanted to hold the line and not have prices come down.
And why have prices been falling as they have for quite some time now?
Well, number one, it's because OPEC and some non-OPEC countries decided to flood the supply to try to hurt U.S. producers. They actually caused this to try to keep U.S. and Canadian oil producers from being able to bring so much oil into the market, but it hasn't really stopped it. And so now they're trying to bring it back up and just kind of keep it as stable as they can, at least.
But this cut that we're talking about today is just 2% of overall oil production. Prices haven't risen since the cuts. In fact, they've fallen. Even today, oil prices fell because the market thought maybe OPEC would do more. Why didn't they do more? Cut it even more.
Yeah. Well, the problem they have, if they make prices go back up to $100 per barrel like they were just 3 years ago, then U.S. oil production goes crazy again. Canadian oil producers in the oil sands, they start producing a lot. The U.S. technology to bring oil out of shale has just completely upended the OPEC's control over the market. And that's just a fundamental change in the global oil market, and they have to contend with that now.
It's just becoming harder for them to control oil prices.
Yeah, the leverage is gone, and so they're trying to keep the U.S. as marginalized as possible. But really, now the U.S. rivals Saudi Arabia and Russia as the world's largest oil producer.
Well, maybe it will be good news for people who are heading out on Memorial Day weekend, because gas prices are not quite as high as they would be if oil prices were a lot higher.
Yeah, I think consumers can kind of expect prices to stay in the same range where they've been in the last year.
All right, well, what about the stock market? Today, off to a strong start on Wall Street with the S&P 500 and NASDAQ opening at record highs. What's going on in the markets?
Yeah, so the market's got some good news from some retailers, Best Buy, Sears, so some companies that you would kind of think in the digital economy wouldn't be doing very well are still doing well. Same store sales are up. So all this comes on top of kind of the larger market that has been up since President Trump took office, that, you know, people think that the Republicans are going to be able to let the, you know, unleash the economy, unleash jobs, and unleash business. And right now, so far, companies seem to be performing.
Yeah, well, we had that drop in the market after there was fear that all of the controversy going on at the White House was going to stop Republicans from being able to pass their big tax cuts. But since then, the market has bounced right back.
We'll see what happens.
Kurt Nikisch, senior editor at Harvard Business Review. Thanks as always.
Sure thing.